Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Ernie Yarbrough, live from the Right Side Studio. Local, state, national, all the issues, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Now, I won't surprise you folks to know that we have a state focus, state emphasis here. We cover national issues because those are important too, but we love Alabama, and we obviously understand that it's important, as my campaign slogan is for District 7, make Alabama local again, that local rights, local freedoms, local responsibilities are the key as we awaken our people by the grace of God to step back in to walking in freedom, walking in liberty, walking in responsibility so that we put the focus of taking care of our problems, our needs, our issues locally amongst our community and ourselves, our hearts, our homes, our husbands, wives, families, churches. That's what we're trying to reawaken and see this revival of. And in that context, one of the things that we've learned through Twitter, X, how important mainstream media is, and in particular state media, to tell the truth, speak purity and goodness and wholesomeness to the culture, celebrate the free and flourishing, and have an honest distinguishing and exposing of the good versus the bad, the right versus the wrong, the corrupt versus the pure. And there are, I would argue, there's no place that does that as impactfully and as amazingly as 1819 News. Our very own state has this gem, has this gift that is hopefully going to spread to other states. And so on today to share some of the impactful stories from recent days is the CEO and the main man himself, Brian Dawson. Brother, thank you for joining the show.
Hey, man. Happy to be here, Ernie. Always appreciate the opportunity to jump on the airwaves, and I think I'm actually going to be in studio with Bill tomorrow if he makes it back. If not, I'll be guest hosting like you, so it'll be a good time.
It will for sure. I will be a little bit jealous that you get to be here with him if he gets back and get to hear firsthand his experience of apparently getting to be on the air tonight with Scott Jennings. So they will be tag teaming the WrestleMania there at CNN, as my father-in-law has humorously dubbed them Communist News Network. But nonetheless, here we are, and I wanted to take a moment. First of all, you know, you come through situations and you kind of step back, take a breath. It's easy to get in the trenches, busy with work. So, you know, in the battle that you forget to come up and take air and just appreciate the things that God has done for you. And I just kind of had this moment the other day as I was planning for this and reached out to you that I'm just thankful that God has given us 1819 News. So many impactful stories, so many through citizen-sponsored, citizen-paid-for journalism. So obviously your focus is on serving the people, telling the story, celebrating the good, beautiful of Alabama, the free and flourishing, exposing the rotten and the corrupt so that goodness and truth and freedom can flourish. So I wanted to have you on today to talk a little bit about that and particularly highlight some recently impactful stories, whether it's Sanford, whether it's Regions Bank, whether it's the Governor Wallace's wife, Lisa, the stories there, just ways that 1819 News is turning the tide of culture and truth to make a difference in Alabama. Also talk about your gala coming up.
Yeah, well, I'll start out with some stories of impact. You know, you hinted at a couple, but I think the biggest thing that we've been involved in that's come to fruition here recently is the VCAP legislation that was passed, something that the state legislature in Alabama did a great job on, was basically banning the ability, you know, for people to do transgender surgeries or pump children full of cross-sex hormones. That VCAP legislation was passed during the Biden administration. The Biden Department of Justice immediately went to war with the state of Alabama, and also against Eagle Forum and Becky Gerritsen. That's not her first round of kind of going to war with the federal government. So she kind of told them to pound sand, and they did. And so that was awesome. But it ended up turning into this dogfight between the state of Alabama and the Biden Department of Justice. When the Attorney General Steve Marshall went to fight this, it was a huge fight, and it was an uphill battle to be able to go to war against you know, an unlimited funded Biden Department of Justice that was adamant that they were going to tell these red states, these southern states, these Bible Belt states that they needed to get on board with transgenderism and cross-sex hormones and all this other stuff. Well, we went to war, and when he was in the courtroom going towards the beginning of the battle, there was only one reporter in the room, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to see if you could guess what reporter that would be, Ernie.
I'm going to guess his name is Craig Munger.
That is correct. Craig Munger.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Craig Munger of 1819 News was in the courtroom, and not only did he cover what was going on, as he began to hear the arguments that Steve Marshall was making, he went and started to do his own independent research, and he found that there was a coordinated systemic effort between these radical left lawyers groups and these weaponized federal health agencies where they were passing off paid science as gospel truth and then suing anyone who disagreed with this, you know, paid science that was basically like an edict on high about transgenderism. And so by us being able to expose that, these stories went national. National support came in to support Steve Marshall. And once he had that support, if I remember correctly, he was able to lobby the state legislature to get funds so that he could actually fight this fight. Mm. And a few weeks ago, we won. And it was in conjunction with the state of Tennessee. So it was a Tennessee-Alabama transgender ban ruling that was upheld by the Supreme Court. And Clarence Thomas issued his concurring opinion and stated and quoted Steve Marshall throughout. And Attorney General Steve Marshall say that that was basically a tag team effort with 1819 News and Steve Marshall, and then obviously Evil Forum with getting this done in our state. And so I think that's one of the most historic culture battle victories in the state of Alabama, and that just happened. So that's really big news.
Wow, and that doesn't happen without citizen-sponsored journalism, and you know, in that context, a culture of in the newsroom there with you guys, where you're like, you know what, wherever the truth is, you go find it, you dig it up, you expose it, you share the truth, and Alabama families and homes and Tennessee and the whole nation, this and really the world, because of the influence of America, is the direct beneficiary of that kind of work.
Yep. That's absolutely it. Another one that she brought up is Stanford University. And so this should be an absolute conservative Christian gem in the state. It should be that we should have our own liberty here. We should have our own Hillsdale here. And we have the opportunity and the potential to do that with Stanford University, a historically Baptist institution, historically Christian institution. But what we found and had people from Stanford who brought us this information showed that that is not the case. And indeed, you know, it's been on a leftward drift for about 15 to 20 years. But it really, in 2019 and 2020, they turned it up to 10. They dialed their wokeism up to 10, specifically in that racial justice space when all that CRT was starting to reign supreme. Stanford University bought the you're a bad person because you're white kind of stuff, hook, line, and sinker, and they actually created a racial justice task force at Stanford University, and the job of the racial justice task force was to go out and dig up the racist roots of the institution so that they could perpetually repent for their racism. And so what they found is they dug back, you know, back into the 1800s when the university was planted, is that the founders of the university, the people whose blood, sweat, and tears they poured in, you know, poured into creating this Christian institution of higher learning, were slave owners, and that they fought for the Confederacy. And so, you know, that can't be, that's horrible. So what do we need to do? Well, we need to perpetually repent of the fact that Stanford's racist founders owned slaves and that they fought for the Confederacy. And the only way to do that is by bringing in a bunch of black communist professors and overly recruiting you know, black students from black communities rather than based on meritocracy, right? And so that's what they did, and that was kind of this perpetual repentance, but it's all the DEI. It's teaching about race-based philosophy. It's just insane. And April Marie Fogle is the investigative journalist who really went and just was like a pit bull that just gripped onto the story and just continued to dig and look into how bad it was. I'm only scratching the surface of it, but it was really bad. And the reason I think it's so bad at Stanford is that people, you know, Christians send their children to that school. Any parent who has a child who sends their kid to college, there's that weird gut feeling like, am I going to lose my child? Is my child going to turn into a communist when I send them to college? Or am I going to lose my children when I send them to college? They come back liberals. That's someone that all parents are concerned about, but when you think about sending your kid to Stanford, you're like, well, this is a Christian university.
It's a safe space.
They'll be fine there.
Yeah, right.
And so with that, you know, I would say, and I think you would agree with me, this is the true definition of what it means to use the Lord's name in vain. Okay. And so to take the Lord's name in vain. Mm-hmm. So to take the Lord's name is to place the Lord's name on your institution and then use that to basically lull these parents into sending the hearts, minds, and souls of their children, the thing that's most precious to them. Mm-hmm. They're entrusting the hearts, minds, and souls of their children mm-hmm. to this institution, as well as the tens of thousands of dollars that come with that. Mm-hmm. And with that trust comes a responsibility to protect them from these things. And mm-hmm. instead of protecting it, they're actively going out and recruiting teachers to teach this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's insane. And so I could go on, but I think that gives a pretty good summation of it. And again, Abram Ray Fogle has done a phenomenal job.
I've read those pieces. It's been very helpful and very great. And it's crazy because it's like the opportunity is there. You know what? Nobody's perfect. Like there's sins in our past. Obviously slavery is not something that we condone, and kidnapping people and forced labor and those kinds of things. But instead of taking it as a gospel opportunity to say, look, this is how you eat the grape and spit out the seed of history, because every point of history has got our people are sinners, and there's the good and the bad. Even in the best of people, there's good and there's bad. There's cultural blind spots because the whole world does these things or whatever. I think one day, I do believe in my lifetime, we will see the abolishment of abortion. And I think one day we're going to look back and say, how in the world could we have thought that murdering babies in the womb, ripping them apart, was ever a good idea? You know, but it's like the blindness to see that when it's a gospel opportunity to speak truth and gospel redemptive history to our young people, and not to use it as a means to undermine the very civilization and the very values and faith that has the answer to the problems we face.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's just wild. And you know, just to see a Christian institution basically taking what is outright Marxism, right? Diversity, equity, inclusion. That is a doctrine written by demons straight from the pit of hell. Mm-hmm. And for a Christian institution to take that and then recruit professors to teach that, and then to have them do that to, you know, Christian children under the guise of it being Christianity is absurd. So, that's a big one. And I think another one, we joked that we got multiple big mules in one newsletter a few weeks back on a Monday newsletter. You know, you would be hard pressed to find one news publication in the state that would write anything negative about one of the big mules. And when I say big mules, I mean Regions, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Alabama Power, Porch, Banner Creek Indians, the Business Council of Alabama, right? These big power institutions that really control a lot of what goes on in our state, they're basically immune from criticism from most media in the state, you know, because they either pay them off or that, you know, people are just scared to say anything. And well, in one newsletter about 3 weeks ago, we exposed how Blue Cross Blue Shield was disproportionately denying claims, essentially, that were, you know, in the state of Alabama, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama, as well as United Healthcare. were denying claims at a higher rate than they were in other areas, and that the University of Alabama at Birmingham, they were blaming UAB. UAB was blaming them, and we basically got them to go into a sound off an article, and you know, each of them pointing back and forth, no, it's them. And so it was really interesting to see that. And then you also saw Regions, Alan Mendenhall did a fabulous op-ed that read more like a news story, where he was exposing Regions Bank, and the angle of the story was essentially that Regions is this, you know, this huge economic powerhouse, but it started as a small community bank in the state of Alabama using the funds of average ordinary Alabamians who are very conservative and God-fearing, and they took those people's money and built this huge, colossal empire that's now completely succumbed to DEI and ESG and doing all this stuff. And we mapped out and showed how that was happening and kind of thumped them for that. Again, Regions is one of those groups that most people are scared to pick on, but we exposed the fact that they were doing this stuff. They denied it and kind of went into a crisis management mode and sent out this thing on Regions letterhead saying that 1819 News was lying and taking them out of context. So we published the Regions document with Regions letterhead where it was saying that we were lying and listed all the areas where they said we were taking them out of context. And then we printed all the evidence showing where they were doing that. I think my favorite of which was this their Twitter feed. We went, you know, and it was funny. We were screenshotting their Twitter feed, and then as we were doing that, they were deleting the tweets, right? And one of them was, you know, these two trans people like caressing each other in the picture, and it was talking about Pride Month, and on and on it goes, you know. And so, you know, it's great. And the fact that they're going and deleting this stuff is that they know that it's wrong. They did it because it was profitable. They didn't do it because they believed it. You know, they didn't really believe that that was good, but that was the path of least resistance that would bring them the most profits at the time. And so, you know, when you have that kind of power, it comes with responsibility. Yep. And rather than doing, you know, have the responsibility to do what's right, they went with the path of least resistance for maximum profits. And they brought this huge corporation into doing the bidding of, you know, some pretty horrible stuff.
Wow. Incredible, man. There's no way that this stuff is would have ever gotten reported on. Was there not a news outlet that was dependent on, unless there's a news outlet that's dependent upon average, everyday Alabamian consumers, citizens, voters to pay for the news that you guys deliver? Your story is incredible. Your work is groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. We're greatly blessed to have you guys in the state. And we want you to know that we're thankful for you and the work that you do. We pray for safety for all you guys. It can be dangerous. You've gotten death threats and crazy stuff that goes with that. Pastor Travis Johnson was on earlier. He got threats, doxed, all the things. But it seems like whenever that happens, God just lets the people who love darkness fight at you, but then they give you the platform to just help you grow some more. So, Brian, keep up the good work. Keep up the courage, because the opposition of darkness is just the platform for good men to grow great things. And we appreciate all the work that you do. And that courage to speak truth to power, well, that's the right side way.